This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. My show, The Conservative Circus, can be heard on 550 KFYI in Phoenix, 790 KNST in Tucson, or on the free iHeartRadio app. You can also follow me on social media. Just go to my main hub at jamestharris.com and have at it. Democrats love to lecture America about slavery, don't they? Oh, they never missed a chance to point the finger backwards, centuries backwards, while completely ignoring about what's happening right now on their own watch. Well, let's be honest. Slavery happened on their watch centuries ago, too. They're still trying to say, as the Republicans, you know, oh, we have to go back and we have to fight slavery because of the Republicans. Wait, time out. It was the Democrats. It was the Southern states. They were the ones that were trying to protect that institution, my friend. It was not the Republicans. The Republican Party was born to defeat slavery. See, they want to forget that. They think that Jim Crow was a Republican, you know, policy. They ignore the fact that Reconstruction was destroyed by Democrats. They ignore the fact that it was Republicans that came up with 40 acres and a mule. Democrats. And they're ignoring what's happening right now, because let's be honest about what we are living through. They opened the border. Democrats facilitate human trafficking. Democrats look the other way while cartels move people like cargo. They allow children to end up working overnight shifts in meatpacking plants and slaughterhouses. That's not history. That's the Democrats in America. It's amazing to me how they can stand on their little pedestal or in their pulpits and preach to us about slavery while they are putting together policies, putting them in place that have produced modern day slavery. And now we're being told that modern day labor exploitation is happening right here in my own backyard. I'm talking about Scottsdale, Arizona. At a sushi restaurant. Scottsdale. One of the toniest zip codes in America. I got to tell you, I love it. I love living in Scottsdale. I love the weather. I love the restaurants. I love the people. I love slavery. The same Democrats who scream slavery every election cycle are silent when it's real, it's current, and it doesn't fit their narrative. Because for them, outrage isn't about justice. Now, is it? Here's the story. Sakura sushi owner, managers arrested for human trafficking. This happened last week. Sudden, unexplained closures of three popular sushi chains located in the East Valley and in Scottsdale. Now federal court documents provide disturbing answers. The owner of these sushi restaurants and two of the managers have been arrested on federal charges, alleging they operated a human trafficking and labor exploitation operation. What? Yes. I mean, these are very popular locations. You got Gilbert, you got Mesa. Well, and then, oh my goodness, then the news hit social media. Social media is all over this. And if the restaurants ever reopened, they might have a problem.
Four houses and four sushi restaurants were raided last week in Arizona, where they discovered dozens of illegal aliens who were working as slaves. These individuals were kept in these small living quarters, and they were transported to and from work. That's the only place that they could go, from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. in a white van. And when they would get out, they'd walk from the van to work with their head down. They weren't allowed to talk to anybody, and they would work there literally all day and then go home to these small living quarters, and they were getting paid minimal amounts of money. Kura Sushi, Phoenix Gilbert in Mesa, Arizona, and Akita Sushi in Scottsdale. So don't eat there, I guess, unless you're a Democrat who supports slave labor and human trafficking.
Well, I guess so. If you're a Democrat, you should feel comfortable going and eating there. You absolutely should. Do we think that these are the only communities, a couple of communities here in Arizona that are experiences that are facing this problem? No, not by far. It's happening everywhere. But you know what? The media, once again, they're not reporting it. It may slip through here or there on a Fox News, not really, maybe Newsmax. You can find it on social media. But boy, do they stomp it out quick. Democrats, perfectly comfortable with child exploitation, perfectly comfortable with child trafficking, perfectly comfortable with child slavery. And these sushi workers. I mean, it in Scottsdale. The Democrats, they don't care about this. This is not an outrage to them. This has to be covered up because this is going to, you know, strike at their power base. This is about control for the Democrats. It's about using guilt as a weapon while they enable the very abuses they claim they oppose. If Democrats actually cared about human dignity, they'd secure the border. You know, I have a friend who works at Border Patrol. Horror stories, especially down here in the desert. I mean, even before the Biden years, you would find dead bodies in the desert, people trying to, you know, escape, you know, trying to come to America. But now when you see the lifeless body of a child left abandoned, well, you never unsee that. And this is what was happening under Biden. This is when you had Alejandro Mayorkas talking about the border secure. No, it wasn't. Democrats don't want to talk about it. Democrats, they wouldn't cover it in the news. It was horrific. The rapes, the prostitution, child prostitution. If Democrats actually cared about workers, they would enforce the law. If they actually cared about children, they stop pretending this is all compassionate policy. It is not. You don't get to lecture, we the people, about slavery while running the largest human trafficking pipeline this country has ever seen. Democrat, hypocrisy be thy name. Enough with the hypocrisy, enough with the lies, and enough with the moral grandstanding. Slaves in Scottsdale? I like sushi too. These slaves, they were doing the work that Americans won't do. Americans don't want to make sushi. I know some good sushi chefs. They didn't want to pay them. Can you imagine? 9 to 9? Rolling sushi? Keep your head down. Get in the white van. This is absurd. And yet, this is what the Democrats has brought us. I am telling you. You can't escape it. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. But what we're watching in our country turn into with the Democrats, this should be enough to just sweep them completely out of office. The only reason they're able to sustain themselves is because of lies. Lies of omission. There's a major attack going on Christians around the world. We have President Trump that took some action in Nigeria where Christians were slaughtered. There's a major, on Christmas Day, there was a violence against Christians in India. It's amazing how underreported that is. We have the media, you know, on college campuses talking about the genocide that happened in Palestine. They kind of slowed down a little bit because, you know, peace was starting to break out over in that part of the world. So you would think that maybe they would go on to some other genocide, but no. They're about fakery. The genocide that's happening in Africa, that's happening in India is real. We're going to talk about that. And the president's response and the liberals' response to the president's response. That's coming up next. James C. Harris sitting in for Jesse Kelly.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
Welcome to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. If you want to follow me on social, just go to jamestharris.com and all of my social is there. Let me tell you something about corporate media. You already know this. They barely whisper about this. They'll scream nonstop about tolerance, but over in India, over Christmas, Christians were hunted. Did you know this? Homes were burned, churches were attacked, families were driven into the streets, and this didn't happen in one place. It happened across the country. A Christian family says a mob burned their home and attacked local churches over something as basic as burying their dead. You see, a man wanted to bury his father. He was told he couldn't because of his Christian faith. When he tried anyway, a Hindu extremist mob showed up, destroyed the household belongings, burned religious materials, and forced Christian families to flee. Because he wanted to bury his father. Well, I know Hindus over there, they end up burning the bodies. I saw that actually when I was on the Ganges. They had the funeral pyres up. I never seen anything like it. But this guy being a Christian, he probably wanted to bury his father in the ground. I don't know. This was not a misunderstanding, though. This is religious persecution. Now, according to the Christian watchdog Open Doors, nearly 3,000 anti-Christian attacks were recorded across India in just the first 11 months of 2025. Churches have been shut down, believers attacked, pastors imprisoned on false conversion charges. And Christian families displaced simply because of their faith in Jesus the Christ. See, over in India, they don't have a lot of, you know, infant baptism, that kind of stuff. When you convert from Islam or you convert from Hinduism over there, you get baptized. Splash down. It is a public symbol. It's like wearing a wedding ring. It now says you're loyal to Jesus the Christ. And that puts a mark on you. Just like it put the mark on Jesus. When Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, what happened? He went out into the desert for 40 days, 40 nights. It was tempted by the accuser. When they say tempted, I don't think that I don't think that Jesus was, was like a, oh man, I don't know. I may want to do this. No, he wasn't. Satan was coming at him, but we're talking about the Lord here. Boom. He promised the same is going to happen to believers. Why wouldn't it? It happened to him. That's what's happening over in India, openly. Christmas Day, mobs vandalize Christmas trees, decorations inside shopping malls. Children singing Christmas carols were attacked. Can you imagine? Christian leaders say that police response was often slow or non-existent. The hostility toward Christians in India, across India, is growing. And here's the part that the media refuses to confront. These are not isolated incidents. These are systemic. You know how the left loves to talk about this. Systemic racism. This is the systemic anti-Christian. And isn't India supposed to be a democracy? One of the largest democracies in the world? Okay. If Christmas trees were burned in America because of religion, well, you know what? That might be happening soon as the Islamic population grows in this country. Don't get mad at me. Don't get mad at me for saying it. It's true. There are already some pastors in England. Can you imagine your family being displaced for simply owning a Bible or wanting to bury your father in a Christian way? Well, if that happened in America, do you think our media would cover it? They might. Wait a minute. What happens? Remember that time that one, what was that pastor of that crazy church down in Florida burned the Quran and the media went ballistic? Whenever Christians get persecuted around the world, they're suffering, they're silent. And here's the truth. Christians are among the most persecuted people on earth today. And too many in the West are choosing not to see it. Really, the media. And I can't blame too many people in the West because how do they know? The media is not reporting it. President Trump did find out about those Christians that were slaughtered in Nigeria. And he actually took action. He actually did something about it. And because he did, the media reaction, you would think, okay, you know what? Not only were these Christians in Nigeria, but they were black folks. They were blacks. They were Africans. President Trump came to the aid of African Christians. You would think, okay, you know what? They got to give him a little bit of credit for that, right? Wrong. Wrong. Gave him no credit whatsoever. As a matter of fact, on MS Now, they tried to open up a can on Trump. I say tried because they ended up tripping their own selves up. I'll have that for you coming up next. James T. Harris sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
You are listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am out of Phoenix, Arizona. My show can be heard on 550 KFYI in Phoenix, 790 KNST in Tucson, or the free iHeartRadio app, The Conservative Circus, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, social media on jamestharris.com. You know, Christians should not be surprised about persecution because Jesus said, you know, you follow me, this is what's going to happen. If they killed me, you should expect that they're going to come after you too. And throughout history, those folks who believe, have faith alone in Christ alone for eternal life, they caught it. Not just from non-believers, but even from believers. Some of the greatest persecutions of Christians happened, you know, underneath the Catholic Church. I'm sorry, just reading a couple of books on Martin Luther and Calvin. These cats were brutal. Not just the guys who broke away, brutal. I don't understand it when it comes from Christians. And rarely do we see anybody come to the Christians' defense. Well, you know what President Trump did? Boy, you want to talk about breaking narratives. President Trump's supposed to be a racist, right? He's a racist. Why would a racist go over and help black folks, Christians? President Trump was actually talking about it. Wait a minute. Wasn't Nicki Minaj also talking about this? She called hell for talking about it. Is it fair to say that, you know, most of the folks that are behind the media, they're not Christians. They're not believers. We could tell by their programming. They don't feel any shame whatsoever putting on stuff that is absolutely destructive, especially to children. But here you have Nicki Minaj speaking out, bringing a light, shining a light on the killing of Christians in Nigeria. Hey, remember when Michelle Obama held up that sign, you know, bring back our girls, some kind of mess like that? Oh, she was lauded. Oh, did they ever bring them back? No, most of those girls were slaughtered. President Trump, he went a little bit further. He actually started bombing some of the terrorists who did this. And weren't they ISIS members? Yeah. So you would think, man, of all places, MSNBC, especially with two Americans of African descent, two black dudes talking about it, President Trump would get some love, some understanding. You would be wrong, my friends.
Jason, I want to start with you because knowing you, I feel like you're not gnawing at the bit to get started on the Nigeria of it all because, you know, to Julia's point, there is no plan for the after. And we had a Kayla Gardner, another MS Now reporter, she covers the White House, on earlier, and she said that, you know, experts on this say if there is not a plan to what to do next, it might be worse for Christians there.
If there's not a plan, there is no plan. But if there is not a plan, I mean, it could be worse for Christians. How much worse could it be for getting slaughtered, dude? Well, how much worse can it be? And how about giving the president a little bit of credit? He went in. Usually, it's the Democrats that are standing around saying, do something. You got to do something. What should we do? I don't know. Do something. President Trump did something. And chances are, it wasn't willy-nilly. But these guys, they're not even willing to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Well, here's the thing, Eugene. Like, not just no plan, but even the logic behind it is failing, right? I mean, there are questions. BBC did a whole investigation as to whether or not the numbers being spread by Republicans are even true. Has it been 100,000 people? Has it been 6,000 people? Are they conflating different kinds of numbers? And also remember that the terrorist organizations that are operating in Nigeria, they don't care if you are a Christian or a Muslim or any other.
Okay. They don't even know the numbers. Republicans, is it right? Is it 100,000? You could do your own research and find out, sir. Christians are being slaughtered, okay? Well, you know, it's the difference between this 5,000, you know, and 100,000. Shut up. They don't even know the correct. How do you know the right information? You're just here questioning them. This is absurd on every level. Black folks are getting slaughtered, and you over there quibbling about the number. Is it this number? Is it that number? I caught myself. I almost said something crazy.
They're attacking everybody. So this whole thing doesn't really make any sense. Now, look, if the president of the United States suddenly decided that he cared about the very same countries that he called asshole countries 5 years ago, the president of the United States...
Sir, when President Trump called asshole countries, he was talking about Haiti. Okay? Quite possibly Somalia. For you to just, any black country, or say, stop it. But even if he did mean Nigeria, is he wrong? Would he be wrong?
With a giant chessboard with Nicki Minaj and was like, where should the bar go?
See, he brings in Nicki Minaj. Look at this. The only two prominent, can I call Nicki Minaj a Republican? The only two prominent conservatives, can I call President Trump a Republican? There are two political figures talking about the slaughter of Nigerians, Christian Nigerians, gets ridiculed by this act. You're going to bring in Nicki Minaj. You're going to throw her under the bus, too. It's incredible what we're watching. It truly is.
Maybe this all makes sense, but it doesn't. It doesn't. We know that this is just another opportunity for this administration to engage in violence in a brown country.
Oh, wow.
Flex their power.
Another opportunity for this administration to engage in violence in a brown country. No mention of the Christians. No, no. They're black. It's just another president. President Trump is engaging in a brown country. It's just another opportunity. What is his name? I don't want to mess his name up. I think I'm going to call him Jason, but I'm not sure. I'll get back to that. Hold on.
I will say this, and this is probably, I think, the most dangerous thing long-term as far as Americans' understanding of this issue.
Okay.
This is a joint operation. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the ways this is covered makes it look like another aggressive strike. This is not the usual. This is not Venezuela, right? The government in Nigeria, Abuja, actually said, hey, we're actually working with the president on this. So if there's one vaguely bright spot, it's the fact that this isn't being done unilaterally, but we can't trust the motivations of the United.
Wow. If there's one bright spot, it's not done unilaterally. You're not going in by yourself, but we can't trust this administration, even though he's collaborating with the Nigerian government. So let me get this right. He's going into Nigeria to protect Christians. He's retaliating against ISIS version, you know, that's operating in Nigeria. You want to say that he's racist. You want to say that he's only going into that country because it's brown people. And yet he's collaborating with Nigeria. He's working with the Nigerian government. This is racism on a whole nother level. This is obtuse. This is absurd. And once again, they can't even see it because of their own lifestyles. They can't even see it because of their own warped ideology. They're not willing to give the president of the United States the benefit of the doubt when he's intervening on behalf of a persecuted people. This is the same crowd that will raise hell over the treatment of Palestinians. But yet here you have a group of people who are being slaughtered and they got no sympathy whatsoever, no empathy whatsoever, no benefit of the doubt. They want to talk about ulterior motives. Okay, maybe there are. But at the end of the day, it's ISIS that's paying the price. Sworn enemies of the United States, people who slaughter, people who cut their heads off, people who wouldn't be around if it weren't for Barack Hussein Obama. Oh, you know, breathe. James C. Harris sitting in for Jesse Kelly.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
You are listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am out of Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, Scottsville, actually, home of the slaves, the sushi slaves. If you missed that, it was earlier in the show. I can be heard on 550 KFYI in Phoenix and 790 KNST in Tucson. You can catch my show, The Conservative Circus, on the free iHeartRadio app Monday through Friday, 6 through 10 a.m. My friends, and of course, all my social media can be found at jamestharris.com. It is I regret that I did not have an opportunity to really weigh in on more things California. Well, we've been preoccupied with the fraud that is going on in Minnesota, but anything that's happening in Minnesota is going on, you know, in California probably times 100. It is the goal. It is the goal. California's leading the way. New York's trying to find it, you know, follow close behind. A socialist megastate trying to take over the nation. But the calling card from the left, hypocrisy, it should trip them up. It should trip them up more than it does. And I'm hoping that people are starting to wake up to it. You know, I think that for the longest time, you had Democrats trying to replace the black community with the Hispanic community. And then they open up the borders and they started getting in, you know, actually the whole world. So now they're moving away from the Hispanic community. What? Who are they embracing? The Somalis? The Haitians? I don't know. But it's all about identity politics. Identity politics. And the Democrats usually speak from a more moral position. See, they can moralize about this. They can pander in special ways. But then you have Mayor Karen Bass. We call her Mayor Karen Basso on my show. She's Basso, right? The woman who presided over the great California, Los Angeles fires. Wasn't she in Africa when the city caught on fire? I think she was in Africa, wasn't she? She had to kind of semi-rush home. I think she was at a wedding or some type of event. She came home and they were asking her questions and she was like huddling on a plane like a stowaway. She gets home. Have they started any construction rebuilding in Los Angeles? No. Have they ever started any rebuilding in Maui after their fires? Huh. With all there is to be concerned about Los Angeles, what does Karen, Mayor Karen Basso, what does she have to say? Well, she has a special message for Hispanic people, especially Hispanic people who work at Border Patrol. Why would you do that? Why are you against your peoples?
Well, in a way, I think it's sad. I think that those Border Patrol agents are going to have a difficult time when they're out in the field and they see what actually happens in real life,
ooh,
separate from their training. But I do understand that their primary incentive is financial.
Mm-hmm.
I think it just speaks to the financial situation that millions of Americans find themselves in. And I definitely am concerned about that report.
What you concerned about? What are you trying to say? Hispanic people, Mexican people who are in Border Patrol, they'll change their mind when? What? What do you expect for them to say? What are you saying? That once Mexican people, you know, they get out there and they start doing the job of Border Patrol, if they see other Mexicans, they will regret what they did. What are you talking about? But what do you, girl, you know what? 3, 2, 1.
That's racist! That's racist!
That's racist. And it's so demeaning. It's so belittling. I have many, many friends in Border Patrol who are Mexican. What are you saying? You know, if you are a black person, you would probably have a very hard time working in Minnesota trying to clean up fraud. Why? Because they black. You don't want to go against your peoples. You can't do that. This is the mentality. It is crazy. You know what's even crazier? You know, did you know that there's Kwanzaa? Corey, did you know that it is Kwanzaa? We are in the Kwanzaa season. Yeah, that's Corey is Jesse Kelly's producer. He said he didn't know the dates, but he heard it's around. I think this is day 3 or 4 of Kwanzaa. You don't celebrate Kwanzaa? Are you assuming that I celebrate Kwanzaa? He said he would never assume that. He would never assume that. Do people still wish happy Kwanzaa to folks? I'll be honest. I've been to 2 Kwanzaa celebrations in my life. It's because not that I wanted to go. One was I was trying to coerce because the girl was kind of cute, but I was very uncomfortable. It was very uncomfortable. Because it's a made up holiday. It's a made-up holiday, but that did not stop the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, from wishing, and his lovely wife, wishing black folks happy Kwanzaa.
To all of those who celebrate, happy Kwanzaa.
This holiday was created to honor the rich history of the African-American community and to invite all communities to come together, reflect on our past, its struggles and triumphs, and look ahead to our shared future.
The 7 principles of Kwanzaa offer guidance as to how we can make the future bright, reminding us to keep faith in ourselves and in each other.
So as families across the country gather to light the Kanara, we wish you all a joyful Kwanzaa.
To light the what? The 7 principles. I don't know. Faith in each other. How about have faith in Jesus? See, that's what it is. If I have faith in Jesus, but doesn't that sort of conflict with Kwanzaa? Plus, Kwanzaa, isn't that like you eating a bunch of fruits and nuts? I'm a carnivore. I would starve during Kwanzaa because I don't eat fruits and nuts and vegetables. What? The bounty of the land is a cow or maybe a goat. Happy Kwanzaa, everybody. Actually, I will be with you next, the second day of the new year. Do you think all of this craziness will be gone by then? No, it won't be. But I will be here to give you clarity. In the meantime, Happy New Year. Continue to pray for the country, my friends. James T. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.